And special guest number three, psychic Gary Spivey, joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. Gary Spivey, world-renowned for his psychic talent, uncanny ability to predict future catastrophic events, which has earned him the nickname of the modern-day Nostradamus. His gift to communicate with those on the other side, see beings in other dimensions. Discovered at the age of 7, here he is this hour on Coast to Coast. Hello, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing really great. How are you, George?
Good to have you on the program. We've got a picture of you up on the coasttocoastam.com website. Is that your real hair or is that a wig?
Yeah, that, depending on which picture, if I'm doing shows in Vegas, it's actually some hair extensions to get a little bit bigger. So I'm the psychic with the big white woofy hair. And you see me on different talk shows sometimes.
Yes, sure. Yeah. And people comment about your hair quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah, it's like a trademark, really.
Tell me about your psychic ability. How did this happen for you?
Well, I was raised in a little town, a very small country town in North Carolina, and I grew up on a farm. We were poor. We didn't know we were poor because everybody was poor. But I grew up in the country, and as a little kid, I could see things. And not only could I see it, but I was not shy, so therefore I would tell my parents what I was seeing, and if I saw a problem, I would warn them. I started warning people of things. I remember telling my dad of a tractor that was plowing a field, and I said, "I see this." You know, I started crying and screaming. I said, "It's going to fall on him. It's going to turn over on him. It's going to turn over," and I'm freaking out. And of course, my dad's looking at me like, "What's going on?" And then. By the time the tractor got to the end of the row, it flipped over on top of the guy.
Oh, no.
And so...
Just like you saw.
Just like I saw, you know, and I was just... I remember his pant, my dad's pant leg was right next to me because I was pulling it, you know, and yelling at him to help. And he didn't understand. Help what? Nothing's wrong yet, you know.
You get a fast instinct with people. Your intuitiveness is pretty uncanny. Have you found, Gary, that as you grew up, that you got better and better and better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. You get better and better, and there's a lot of, trial and error, like anything. But your abilities develop. And with me, I always wanted to know why. Why me? Why can I see these things? And I could see when I was a child, I could see what, you know, you call shadow people or demons, I call them, because they had devil, many times devil faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that if I would glow, I understood what glowing was. And if I would bring in lots of light or my angels, I could get a spiritual gift to get rid of these dark energies that would, attack me a lot of times if I was trying to go to sleep when I was a kid.
I was going to say, as a child, to see that must have been horrifying.
I understood it. And I remember sometimes I would wake up crying and screaming. And so it must have been terrifying, but then somehow I would just get mad at it. You know, I would get angry, and I would understand that I could do something about it. And then I learned how to receive spiritual gifts, and I learned how to ask for help. I would ask my angels for help, you know, with these things, and they would run them off. So that's how I started to figure out everything.
Did you sleep with the closet door open or closed?
Oh, it was always closed. It was always
mine too.
Yeah, always close.
I think mine still is. No hand dangling over the bed. None of that.
No, your hands were pulled in, especially your feet.
You know, because you have this exposure to the other side, give me your take on these demonic forces, because everyone is beginning to tell me that with all this incredible positiveness that I try to push and that so many people have and that I can feel you have, there's this negativity on the other side of people who are there to try to balance the good. Why is that, Gary? And what is this demonic world?
There's a very organized demonic world, and there's different types of demons. I can see in dimensions. It's like layers. It's like a layer cake, and I actually wrote a book about it. I can see the layers, and I can see what's inside each dimension. I can see 10 dimensions, and the 10th dimension is heaven, And then the first dimensions, like where we live, well, all these dimensions in between have other things that can really mess you up. And especially if they block your dimension, because these dimensions are like between your head and heaven, the way we're all connected back to heaven. And so once I clear a person's dimensions, I can clear anyone's dimensions, and they will immediately be psychic. It's that quick. In other words,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And but I figured this out. And so, but these demons have different looks. Every demon has, I can see them in clarity. And so they have, I can look at someone, I can say, oh, I named the demons different names. But I said, you have obsessive compulsive demons. And I can, and the person will all, most of the time go, oh my God, I do, you know. and so, or I see demons that attack children. There's a certain Ooh. Demon that attacks young girls, mostly around, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And this demon is a cutting demon. And many times,
that's
young
interesting.
Girls, yeah, young girls will cut their arms. And I'll see this around a child. And usually the mom will say, oh my God, that happened a month ago. She cut herself, you see.
Why do they do that?
Well, what happens is, like anything, a demon will make you, can take you over and jump inside of you. There's a difference between a demon being out of your body and in your body.
Possession.
And demons can also jump in you and then make you do something terrible. I worked years ago on remember the Lacey Peterson case?
I sure do.
And I worked on that case very close with the father of Lacey, and I actually channeled her, and she told him everything that happened before it ever came out in the news, and everything then later came out exactly like that.
Interesting. That was a sad story.
Sad story, but what happened was, see, like with her husband Scott, he had what I call a psycho demon, and this demon jumped in his body, made him do these terrible things, and then jumped out of his body and left him with the mess. You see, and you know, that's what happens. So demons can just possess people, and when they do, they'll do something that they normally would not do, obsessive compulsive things, pull their own hair out, you know, cut your arms. I mean, you know, all kinds of things like this.
Yet I guess you couldn't prove that in court, you know,
you couldn't prove
as
that.
A defense.
Yeah,
say.
No, I don't think you could prove I was possessed and I killed someone. I don't think so. And so, but it's very, very sad what people go through. I figured out how to get rid of these demons, or, you know, early on from just being a kid that was attacked all the time. And so now people come to me, you know, all the time, and people come to me that are not your typical people you would think. People come to me that are doctors or lawyers or, you know, business people, and men and women, and they'll say, I know I have a demon. Can you help me? And I get rid of it, and an exorcist. But my exorcisms are just, I use spiritual gifts, and I get rid of them. It's very quick. You know?
Some people, Gary, have, because I've witnessed this, have demons that they just can't get rid of. They don't jump in and jump out. They stay.
They stay, yeah.
How does that happen? I mean, what do these people do to let their guard down where this happens?
Most of the time, when a person is possessed and they can't get rid of something, it has to do with them going through. It can have to do with a trauma they went through. And so you can go back and you can get rid of the dark energy around the trauma, whatever that is, and then the demon will not have anything to connect to, and the demon will then dispel and go away.
And off they go.
And off they go, yeah.
Well, now, you communicate with the dead.
Yes.
Do you have help from the other side, or is it direct? How does that happen?
It's direct. I'm usually able to find whatever person someone's looking to talk to, and then some. Usually I'll find the family member and two or three more family members that'll pop in.
Would you be called a medium?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is based also in prophecy. So when you prophesize, are you prophesizing because they've told us things about the future? How does that work with you?
With me, I get very sleepy. And I kind of slip into sort of a semi-trance, and I'm somewhat coherent and awake, but kind of not. And I usually do what people call automatic writing.
Okay, sure.
And I'll write down just a series of things. I wrote down the one thing recently happened, near miss asteroid, you know, or I'll write down whatever I see. And that's how I won't even know what I predicted till I kind of come out of that and look and see what I wrote down.
How many days does it take before the prediction either comes true or gets very close? A couple days, weeks, months, years? How long does it take?
Sometimes I get exact times, and like you know, I'm sure that with psychics, we're not always great with timing.
Right.
Because we live in so many dimensions that we're not really always right on time. We could be early, we could be a little late.
And that's why so many people too say, well, he was wrong or she
right.
was wrong.
Right. But I predicted a lot of crazy things, even like, you know, and it's not anything after it happened. I got all these phone calls because I had predicted it in a very strong way. Even with a lot of my friends, I had them move from New York City in 2001. Because I saw this horrible thing at like September 11th that was going to occur.
When did you see it?
I saw it in 1999.
Okay.
Because everybody was all freaked out about the millennium what's going to happen when the world turns 2000? And I said, well, really not much. I see a couple of train wrecks. And there was a big train wreck in Europe and one in Baltimore, I believe. And I said, but I don't see anything, really. Much and I said, but I see a real serious problem in New York. It looks like a downward explosion. I see a lot of people dying, and I said, and our world changes after this, and that'll happen. I believe the third quarter of 2001.
So you got very specific on that.
I was very specific. Yeah, absolutely.
I wish you would have been wrong on that.
I wish I would have been wrong. Excuse me. I wish I would have been wrong as well. You know, I really do.
How far out do your prophecies go?
Well, you know, as I look out, I can see things, and when it gets to around 2012, there's a different thing, and I always could see it that way, because many times people will always ask you, okay, Mr. Psychic, when is the end of the world?
Yeah.
And I would say, well, you know, I don't know if I die or if something changes greatly, but around 2012, 2013, I see things very differently. And I see all this, I would get visions, and when I was a little boy, I would wake up standing in the middle of the floor in this semi-trance-like state, and I didn't realize what I was seeing, but I believe I was seeing 2012. At the time, I didn't know what I was seeing.
Right.
But I was getting a vision of the world, and if we did what we're supposed to do, it was like this beautiful utopia kind of garden, God, planet, you know. And if we didn't do what we were supposed to do, well, there just wasn't anything. There was nothing.
Let's look into the future for just a little bit, Gary, because, you know, you go on so many programs. Everything you say is documented, so, you know, we might as well do that here for a little bit.
Okay.
What do you see out there, let's say, over the next couple of years for us?
In the next couple of years, I really see if people can, you know, we have a choice always. It's we have free will. And if enough of us get together and you know, really work on the energy on the planet, excuse me,
sure.
Work on the energy on the planet and work on our own energy first, then we can come out of this, you know, economic problem. And I believe we're going to go into one of the highest vibrations that the planet has ever seen.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, well, yeah, it's
okay.
A great thing, because I really believe, you know, that what's going on, I think that we're working toward this on Earth as it is in heaven kind of thing, to where Earth is becoming more like heaven. I'm very aware of children. I work with a lot of gifted kids. A lot of parents bring me their kids.
Indigos?
Very much so. A lot of indigo children. And I also work with a lot of autistic children that are misunderstood.
Right.
I'm able to work with these kids, and usually inside of me working with them just a little bit, and even working with the parents, I can like, say, get an autistic child to start talking that's never spoke a word. And the reason is because I can see in these other dimensions, and they're very dominant in these other dimensions up higher, close to heaven. And when I approach them there, and I'm able to talk to them, much like I'm talking to a dead person on the other side, I talk to them, and they'll explain they're doing a job for God. And I'll ask them, well, what are you doing? You know, like I worked with this one little kid named Will, and he's in my book. And
Secrets from God, that one?
Yeah, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven.
Okay.
And I started working with this little kid and his mom. He was about 5 years old, and I would go up and I would see him very clearly in the spiritual dimensions, and that was his higher self. And I would go, "What are you doing?" And he would answer me in a very articulate voice, like a little Poindexter child. And he would say things like, "I'm doing a job for God, Gary. Don't you know?" You know, real cocky kid, right? And so I said, "No, I don't know. Can you explain?" And he says, "Well, I'm getting rid of black holes." And I go, well, you're getting rid of black holes. Why? Well, you know they'll eat the whole universe. And then he would go into this whole...
Smart little kid.
Smart little kid. And then I said, well, can you come down and hang out in your physical body and talk and actually speak to your mom? And I said, she would feel good if you did that. And then the spirit of this kid, his higher self, said, well, if you can clear my energy in my physical body, I can get in it. So I cleared away the dark energies in his physical body, and indeed he did come down, and he started talking.
Do you find many children gifted like that?
I find, yes, all autistic children that I've ever worked with have something they're doing. I read one autistic child that I worked with in San Diego, California recently, and he was helping all the animals that were passing away with their get back to heaven. That was his job.
I love that.
You know, and I'm like, it was amazing. I mean, I started to cry when I'm like reading this child. It was amazing.
You seem very enlightened, Gary, and I guess you'd have to be to have the abilities you have, which everybody has that ability. Some people just aren't trained enough to do it.
Everybody has it. Everybody has it.
You have surrounded yourself with an incredible burst of light. I can feel it coming through the airwaves.
Can you feel that? You know, well, you do. You can feel it, and so, and I can, you know, I'm so fortunate to be able to understand it. You know, I really do. I work with light. I understand it, and I can even tell everybody else. Like, there's always, I call them secrets of the day, I do that on my website. You know, at GarySpivey.com, and I explain to them what's going on. With the energy of the day, because as I would do, you know, radio shows or TV shows or seminars from, you know, all over from one end of America to the other, I would get the same question on the same day or the same week.
Yeah.
You noticed that before, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy how one end of the country to the other, people are different parts of the world, people are asking the same thing on the same day.
They're feeling the same thing.
They're feeling the same thing. And it made me totally aware that the energies on the planet were doing this thing, and the whole planet was being attacked by certain dark energies on certain days. And then I figured out that I could see these energies. And I figured out that I could not only get rid of the dark energies on myself, but I could also get rid of the dark energies and the demons on the whole planet if you use the right spiritual gift. And then I started telling other people about it and showing them how to clear their energy and clear the planet. And I think if we want to have a planet ongoing, that we have to learn how to spiritually take care of it.
Well, when we come back, Gary, let's take some phone calls.
I'd love to.
See if we can... have you give some guidance to so many that need it right now. So we'll do that. We'll open up the phone lines, give you a chance to talk to world-renowned psychic Gary Spivey. His website, GarySpivey.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Let me just spell his last name for you to make it easy for you. It's S-P-I-V-E-Y, GarySpivey.com. We'll be back. Well, as we have been talking about 2012, this coming weekend here in Burbank, California, I will be at the 2012 Quantum Leap event. If you want to come by and see the incredible guests that will be there, including William Henry, just go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, and click the calendar there, which is down there at the bottom of the homepage. And on our next Coast to Coast program, David Sarita joins us as we talk about some of his work with zero-point energy and also decoding the Great Pyramids. Now, when we come back, Gary Spivey and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. You've jammed the phone lines, Gary, probably all around the country. So what else do you see in the future for us?
You know, I see that we're more powerful now than ever before, and our positive energy affects us in such a positive way, even the biggest skeptic has to be aware of it. And so if we think positive and we think we can make it through, see the bad economy or whatever's going on and this 2012 thing that's, you know, got people freaked out, if you think you can, you can. You'll actually be able to. I think we'll soar right through it. And I think people are going to start to be really, really aware of how psychic they are and also very much so how psychic their little gifted kids are.
So you'll see a turnaround then?
I think there's a turnaround as long as we think there's a turnaround. We can't. We have to be able to go through the tough times and still live your life. You still have to have a quality of life, still live your life. Maybe you're not doing all the things you used to do, but that's okay. You know, have fun. You could stay home, pop popcorn, but laugh the whole time.
Do you look at earth changes, any major earthquakes headed our way, anything like that?
A bit nervous with, you know, Los Angeles. I hate to tell you that.
Right. Maybe I'll be in St. Louis then. I want to be in the action, though. I want to be where it's at.
Well, there's a. I'm always, you know, I'm in California all the time. I'm in LA part of the time, and I'm also in North Carolina, and I can.
You're like me. You bounce back and forth.
I do, yeah. And I can feel. I feel a little dizzy when there's going to be an earthquake. It's like a feeling I get. It's a different thing.
Equilibrium.
Equilibrium, right. Yeah. And it's like a sense of that. But I felt that last week. And then I tapped on into it. And when I did, I seen a real shake, you know. And so I would say there's probably something upcoming quick.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
In L.A.
Can you predict the magnitude?
It felt more than something. It felt more so. How do I say? Stronger than anything recently.
Okay. So you know, at least maybe a 6+ then.
I would say so. And so, but I felt this. I felt it just last week, and I said, "Uh oh."
All right. Any wars on the horizon? Do you see any of that? Feel that?
I believe that we are trying to not. To be in war, and you ask about wars, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think that we're trying our best to back paddle out of some real problems. The vision that scares me to death this year is I see Russia going through something that is going to be catastrophic, and I see it looks like that they are that they're broke, people are hungry. I see them freaking out. I see political changes and even political aggression pointed towards us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I worry about Russia.
Okay.
More than anything.
Let's take some calls here. Anchorage, Alaska first. Richard, go ahead, Richard.
Yes, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Sure thing.
Gary.
Yes.
I got sort of a two-part question. One is,
okay,
can you tell us or, you know, the audience, how to clear our own energy, or at least if you can't, can you at least clear mine for me?
Yeah, I can actually tell. I can clear yours for you, and I can explain to the audience the quickest way to do it this week. There's definitely something happening. There's spirals of energy, and you can have a positive spiral, which is like a white hole, if you would. And the positive spiral will go around. If you can imagine your head, but imagine through your mind's eye, if you close your eye and kind of go into your imagination, that's how you see the visions. That's the part of your brain that makes you able to see visions. And so you can actually pretend, you know, you're up in the sky looking down, or up on top of the roof looking down at your head. Take your hand and go around and around your head and your body in a clockwise motion. And imagine a light, a golden spiral of light going around your body. And like when you do this, you're going to feel warm, really warm. See how you feel warm right now?
Uh-huh.
You feel that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There, you just cleared your energy. And that's very powerful right now. Now, if you did that a year ago, it wouldn't be as powerful as it is right now. But the whole planet is in a positive spiral right now. If you do this with your body, then you want to imagine your house, and you want to see this positive spiral around your house, and then you want to see this positive spiral around the whole town, and then your country, in your world, all the way around the planet. And if you do this, this is a very simple meditation to do. Always clockwise, never counterclockwise, because that'll bring in every negative thing in the world.
You're gonna
feel really good. Now, when I look at you particularly, you have a demon that's blocking your communication. Now, you sound like you're communicating great with me, but you actually have a communication demon, which means sometimes you have a hard time saying what you want to say.
I believe that, and now can you clear that one for me?
I can, and watch what happens when I do. Now look how hot your chest and your throat got. Feel that?
Hmm.
You got warm. Feel your hands get warm?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't feel your hands get warm?
No.
Okay, let me look higher and see where you're blocked. Okay, there we go. Now when I go up to the seventh dimension, I'm clearing something from you there, and now you got hot on the top of your head. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, you felt that one, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, the reason you didn't feel what I told you you could feel a minute ago is because you had another block up higher sort of blocking the pipeline of energy. Once I cleared that, then you'll feel good. And it sounds like I'm almost speaking my own language right now.
Uh-huh.
But once I figured out how to see these things, like I would do years ago, I've been doing this a long time, but when I would, like 20 years ago, go on a radio show or something, and I would read, sometimes I would be brilliantly psychic. And, you know, and I mean, I would nail everything. And then the next time I would maybe do something, I would sound like an idiot, right? And I would miss stuff. And I'm like, what's wrong, you know? And so then I learned how to clear my energy and clear all the dimensions where if you have all your dimensions cleared from heaven down to your head, you're never going to miss much, you know? And so, but see, your head is really warm now. So I can feel how warm you are because I'm a natural empath, as we all are, and I can feel your energy.
Let's go to Sacramento, California. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yes.
Gary. So, I had a question. My question was, I feel like I'm moving in a positive part of my life, but I have hit a lot of negative walls, and I was wondering, what are some ways that I can prevent those and to really, figure out how I can best be used for a positive movement in this
world.
Sounds
like you had demons in the background, Nicole.
I'm so sorry about that.
What was that?
It was a cell phone.
Demons on the cell phone.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, girl?
I did.
Yeah, right?
And so you want to know how you can be more positive? Make me understand your question a little better.
Well, my purpose, like what can I do, whether occupation or... You know, I'm really trying to figure out that part of my identity, really.
Well, you have a lot of different gifts. I mean, everybody's got spiritual gifts, but some gifts are a little stronger than with one person to the next. And when I look at you, you have a gift of really touch. You have a wonderful gift of hands-on healing and touch. Now, I want you to feel this, okay? Feel how your hands are getting, like, warmer right now and lighter and tingly. Can you feel that? Are you able to feel that or sense that?
Yeah.
You feel that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what happens is I just ask your angels to move in a little closer to you, and I saw your hands glowing. So you have an amazing ability of hands-on healing, and you'll find that whoever you touch, if they're not okay, your hand or your hands will get very hot. And this is a way that you're able to transfer energy from the spiritual dimension down into someone else in the physical dimension. And
now, does everybody have that ability, Gary?
They do. Everybody has that ability. She just happens to be really gifted in that area. And so she's probably really gifted with older people and younger people.
Does she know that, or did she just find that out? Let's ask her.
Yeah, okay.
For me, it was something that I've always felt like. I felt like I definitely have a healing aspect. Touch, I wasn't so sure. No, I didn't know that.
But you felt something. You knew that you made a difference, and people.
Right.
You made them
right.
Happier by being around you. People are happier.
Right.
And that's because you let the light in. You just let a lot of light in. You got a couple of little blocks, and you also have someone broke your heart. I see. When I look at you, do you know that? Somebody broke your heart?
Yes.
Okay. And
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and because when I look at you, I see a darkness in the vision. My vision I'm getting right now, let me tell you the vision in my head. I see your heart, and it has a dark crack down it, and that lets me know someone broke it. You can actually, I figured out how to get a spiritual gift of a new heart. Now, raise your hand up in the air and just say the word angel. Say angel.
Angel.
And say the word God. God.
God.
Can I have a new heart, please?
Can I have a new heart, please?
Okay, now then, there we go. Your hand is, feel how hot your hand got? Real hot. Feel it? Okay, now.
A little, yeah.
Okay, all right, now put it to your chest. Well,
my call screen is sweating. I don't know about that.
Yeah, people will when they listen, and there's a lot of spiritual things going on. People get healed. When one person gets healed, they all get healed. I mean, it works like that. We're all one. Now, feel now, inside your chest, it got really warm. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You felt it. And to you, it got sort of warm, but not hot as a firecracker, right?
Right.
Let me tell you how to turn your volume up. Turn your belief up, okay? On a scale of 1 to 100, you believe, where are we here? 55, okay? Turn it up more. Go higher.
55's not high.
55 is not high. No, you're half believing, so you're going to get half results, if that. And so now go ahead and believe more. Believe up more. Go up to 90. Okay, now you're at 75. Woohoo! Come on, more. There we go. Now you're at 95. Feel how you're warm.
How do you keep it there, Gary?
And then it went to 100. She got hot right then. You got hot. You know you have to check yourself all the time. I check myself all the time as well. You have to think about things. You have to take a minute and you go, where's my belief today? Am I really believing? Do I really have some faith, or am I just playing a game with myself? You know, because human beings, we always play little stupid games on ourselves, you know.
Got an email from a guy who has moved to the United States. He's now a citizen, but he claims he's had a curse on him all the time. And he says just when he gets close to getting something positive in his life, whether it's a good job or a relationship, it falls apart. He keeps thinking back to the curse. So he emails me and says, what can I do? Well, you know, I'm not Mr. You know, get rid of your curse. I don't know. But I simply told him, as long as he keeps believing
right. That
the curse works, it'll always work.
It'll always work. Yeah. And many times when people call me and they have what they think is mojos, you know, they have a mojo or a curse on them or whatever, most of the time they mojo themselves. Or they've mojoed themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
And where you believe that you know, you got this thing on you. But if he would just simply practice that little spiral around his body thing, it works really good right now.
Practice makes perfect.
There you are.
Fresno, California, first-time caller. Al, you're on with Gary Spivey.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Good. We're all well.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to ask Gary Spivey a question.
Sure.
Concerning the drug war that's going along the U.S.-Mexican border and the southern border.
Okay.
About the narcotic smuggling and the drug empire, what could he predict in the future by the year 2011 or 2012?
With the drugs?
Yeah, with the narcotics trafficking and all the drug cartels killing each other along the U.S.-Mexican border.
All right.
What could he predict?
And I'll let you listen on the radio, Al. Go ahead, Gary. Do you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, certainly. You know what I see? I see a lot of military involvement with that. That's going to become, unfortunately, more serious. And I see a lot of military involvement on both sides, the Mexican side and the U.S. side. And it will get worse before it gets better. And the type of demons that are attached to this thing, with the drug cartels and people getting their heads chopped off and their hands and all kinds of terrible things like this, these particular demons I call Holocaust demons. And these are very serious and they're very contagious. And so, unfortunately, I see it getting much worse before it gets better.
Yeah, they just found 5 heads in a refrigerator today down there.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's really, really scary.
Great Falls, Montana. Shirley, you're up with us. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Mr. Spivey, I'm going to try to do this without crying.
Okay. Okay, honey.
I need some sense of direction.
You need some what? Cheryl, we couldn't hear that.
I need some sense of direction.
Sense of direction.
I have a choice. I have X amount of dollars. If I stay here another month, it will be gone.
And here being where? Where you are in Great Falls?
Yes.
Okay.
And if I up and move, maybe that's what I should do. I just don't know what to do. What's breaking my heart is if I leave, I can't take my cat.
Can't take your cats.
I know that sounds silly.
Only got a couple minutes left here, Gary. What do we do here?
Well, here's what I see. I believe you will move. I see you getting some help, and this is the help from it's a sister figure, daughter figure, female figure, you know, some friend that feels like a combination of a sister and a daughter. Who is that?
I really don't know. I don't have any family.
Well, whoever, that's the reason it feels like, you know, one and the same. But this is a friend. I see this friend. I do think you already know them. I think if you sit and think about them a little bit, it'll come to you. And but I see that you. I feel like there's a move coming for you, and later, I see a move later where you're going to go to North Carolina, and so so I pick up on that, and so and around the beach area there. That's what I see.
Why do you even want to move, Shirley, or think you have to?
Well, if I run out of money here, it's like 10 degrees right now.
Oh, you mean heat-wise and stuff like that?
Yeah.
There's no assistance programs there?
That's not me, George. That's terrible.
You're saying you won't take that. All right. And I guess you're not working now.
You know what? I lost my job.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing. I'm actually getting a vision there. I don't know if you know anyone in Florida, but I do see a situation there for you as well. That may be more immediate, and then later I see you going to North Carolina. And those are the two things I pick up on. I don't know if that gives you any hints, but that's what I see.
A lot of soul searching on these, Gary, aren't they?
They really are, yeah.
Gary, Secrets from God, where do you get the book?
Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven is a book. I published it myself to keep it from being edited because it explains.
that happens.
Yeah, it explains to you exactly how to get rid of your own demons, and you can get it by calling my office, and you can also book a private reading. If you want to talk to me, you can book a private reading. I read people every day. It's 800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY, G-A-R-Y. Or either you can log on to GarySpivey, SPIVEY.com, and you can get the book there, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven.
Gary, thank you. It was fun talking with you.
I love you guys. I had a great time.
Gary Spivey.
Thanks.
For Dave Caprita, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.